house, Cal McKnight, or I'll throw you out on your skinny butt." Billy's eyes pop wide, and without bothering to find out why Kate's freaking out, he yells, "Get out, Cal, you punk!" Cal pulls my shirt as he bolts from the room and heads for the front door. We hop on our bikes and pedal like crazy, the wind smacking our faces. We ride along in silence with only the sound of our tires meeting the pavement. From a distance, I hear the train pulling into the depot. "When are the ladybugs getting here?"
"Dad said probably next week sometime."
Last year, the ladybugs arrived closer to the 4th of July. Now I wonder if it will be too late for the ladybugs to get rid of the bollworms. I guess I'm excited because this will be the first year that Cal and I get to empty the sacks of ladybugs in the field.
"Where to now?" I ask.
"Let's go to the Bowlerama."
That's what's boring about living in Antler. There's only a handful of things to do, and when we don't have money for those things, we usually go anyway and watch other people do them.
The Bowlerama sits across the street from the Dairy Maid. As we approach, I'm surprised to see